Hi, this is Mary Schaefer. It is Wednesday, November 24th, 2010, and you can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And the title of my discussion today is Leaders, Stop Being So Responsible. Now, I want to admit up front, you've probably picked this up if you've listened to me at all, is that when I was a corporate employee, I was a bit mouthy or, you know, high maintenance or challenging. And so several years ago, I was meeting with my boss about me potentially becoming a supervisor. And he started telling me what he liked least about being a supervisor. And he said it was giving people bad news. And, I hear that a lot. And he went on for a while about this, and it's just so painful, and it's hard to tell people something that's going to hurt them. And yeah, I get that. And sometimes I wonder if I channel messages like from another realm, or I'm just, embarrassingly arrogant, because this is what came out of my little naive little mouth at that point in my career. I said, not that I would like to give people bad news, but I would rather be the person to do it because I'm going to be more focused on what they need rather than what I'm going through. Now, to back up and give my supervisor some credit here, I suspect he was testing my reaction rather than he was really so caught up in how painful it was for him. But since then, I've coached many supervisors in this position, and I've been in this position plenty of times myself, and it is way too easy to get caught up in our own response and, dare I say it, our own feelings. And so what keeps us there? And so I found this great quote from M. Scott Peck from The Road Less Traveled. It says, "The problem of distinguishing what we are and what we are not responsible for in this life is one of the greatest problems of human existence." And boy, I could not agree more on that one. I find so many issues that managers bring to our coaching is around this. It's underneath it. And it's perfectly understandable for feeling responsible for making someone feel bad when you're delivering a message that might potentially be upsetting. And yes, you are delivering the message, but in most cases, the facts of the situation exist despite the fact that you were the one delivering the message. And so let's think about this for a minute, about what you are responsible for in this situation. If we're going to feel responsible for something, let's feel responsible for the right stuff, okay? As a leader in this situation, what I feel responsible for is preparing for the discussion, making sure the employee understands what I'm telling them means and what it doesn't mean, and ensuring they know who can support them and how they can support them. And then one thing I find really helpful is helping them identify what they can do when they leave the room. That helps give them some focus rather than them feeling sort of untethered as they walk out of the room. If we get past our own discomfort, we can actually do our organization members a great service. When we get a handle on our own stuff, we can help employees see a way through their situation to get to the point where they can, underline this, productively do more work. I'm not talking about soft stuff here around making sure they get what they need in this discussion. Ultimately, it is toward certainly the human aspect of it, but also getting them back to work. And perhaps you've built more trust capital in the relationship at the same time by the way you've handled the situation. So my question I'm leaving you with today is, what's it going to take for you to get over yourself so you can serve your constituents in this way? Again, this is Mary Schaefer. You can find me at www.maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.